The cable is loose. What kind of club doesn't have the right gear? The kind I used to play when I was hustling to get where I am? Where I was until last month? This is the best of the 3 gigs I've played since returning to LA. The caliber of clubs I've booked has gone down since the article released featuring the photo of Harrison and me backstage at DeBajo. My renewed infamy has created a new roadblock. Now I'm not just the woman who might publicly call out a club. I'm also a hypocrite. Still, we're in LA, and this venue is full of beautiful people in various stages of intoxication. A small film crew occupies one side, Bex in the center, security watching him and the crew surrounding him. The entire set, the loose cable bugs me. Every minute I expect the music to cut out and a bunch of partiers to throw their designer vodka drinks in my face. But hey, at least I get to do what I love. A month after what happened with Misha, I still get tense during the changeover, doing a scan of the crowd before I unplug and give up the stage to descend into the throng of partiers. Tonight, there's a college-aged kid who leans too close, trying to look down the loose black shirt that's sticking to me with sweat. A duo of guys flanks me, making God knows what symbol over my head while they snap a pic. A young platinum blonde woman drags her friends over. They shift from one deadly high heel to the other while she squeals. "Girl, I'm a huge fan. Will you be at Wildfest next year?" I fix on a "we're all having fun here" smile I learned from Beck. "You'll have to wait and see." "Oh my God, it's going to be the biggest thing." She makes a duck face next to me as she wraps an arm around my shoulders. I want life lessons from anyone who can land Harrison King. He's loaded and gorgeous. And that accent? As the flash goes off, I'm not seeing the camera or the woman. All I can remember are the memories I've tried to shove down. Harrison King, body straining and damp with sweat, me clinging to him and gasping as he drove into me until we both collapsed. But it was all a lie. It meant nothing.
"It's not the first time I've tried to open a new door in my life, metaphorically or literally. Nor is it the first time the way has been thoroughly barricaded. How long will this take?" I bark into my Bluetooth headphones, kicking at the stack of cinder blocks barring the entrance to the warehouse.
"Depends. The documents you shared about your parents weren't much to go on."
The other man's Northern Irish accent abrades my ears.
"So go to other sources. You're the investigator."
Cobwebs cover my hands as I lift a brick and set it a dozen feet away.
"You can't just go around asking whether dead people were involved in illicit activities."
I toss my tie over my shoulder as I bend to grab two more.
"Should be easier than when they were alive."
My top priority is convincing Christian my parents were innocent, so he'll sell me Lemaire, hence the investigator. My father helped build the legitimate side of Misha's family's business, acquiring and managing real estate and venues. I didn't think much of it until the summer after my first year of uni in Connecticut. I arrived home to find them looking so drained, even a self-indulgent 19-year-old would notice something was wrong. They looked over their shoulders when we were out, stayed in the living room, speaking in hushed tones late at night. While I had been at school, they'd become unhappy ghosts of the people who raised me, which was why I told them to leave the Ivanov family's business. They were in the process of doing that when they were killed, their deaths made to look like drug overdoses.
"Someone is alleging my parents not only knew the full nature of what transpired in that business, but enabled it.
If anyone but Christian needed the kind of proof I hired the investigator to find, I'd have dismissed it as an ugly conjecture. However, what Christian thinks matters because I need to buy his club in order to bury Misha once and for all."
"You have 30 days to definitively return evidence they were innocent."
I click off more forcefully than necessary and toss the earpieces in my pocket as footsteps approach me from behind.
"Sounds juicy, boss."
Lenny pops a hand on her hip as I grab the last of the blocks blocking the door.
"Christian's holding out on Lemaire. I thought he and my father were good friends. Turns out there was something between them. A misunderstanding, no doubt. My father was a decent man."